This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here with Money, Riches, and Wealth. Tommaso Vincenzo Giuseppe Bonvissuto. I almost forgot your name.
Just one of them.
Just one of them will work. Tom Bonvissuto. How's that?
That's great.
And tonight we're going to have Mr. Social Security himself with us, the rock star of Social Security advice. And if you want to call in and ask a question, you can call in at 411. Let me start over again. 411 and ask for information.
That's right.
No, that's not it. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask Mr. Social Security a question, anything to do with Social Security, disability, Social Security income, or SSI, Supplemental Security Income, SSI, disability, and Social Security. He's here to answer your questions. Always one of our more popular guests.
Yes. Yep.
But before we, while we wait for people to call in, Tom's going to give us a Tom's take on a Social Security scam that's going on to some degree. And tell us a little bit about this, and then we'll bring Jack in.
Yeah, there's nothing that burns us up more than misleading advertising, and there's definitely a lot of that. And, you know, I listen to a lot of radio stations, you know, Bloomberg, CNBC, driving in and driving home. And I heard this ad the other day, and then I heard it again this morning, and I was like, oh, we got Mr. Social Security coming on. And then we tried to do some research. What is this all about? And so the ad that I heard this morning was about, you can legally piggyback on the Canadian Social Security system.
And get more money.
And get more money. And it's illegal. It's legal. With an L, not with an I. Legal. And so I said, really? That's great. I'm going to sign up for that. So we looked into that. You know, if it sounds too good to be true, it's not true. And that's the case with this one. And, you know, the research we did is just, you know, somebody's trying to get you to sign up for a newsletter or their services, and they're trying to get you to click through. They want you to go to a website and, you know, start to gather your data and tap into you to get you in the door. It's just like their teaser, their hook. And, you know, you got to be careful when you hear these things. When somebody says, we're going to give you a bonus, or they say, you know, you're going to get something for nothing, run the other way.
Yeah.
Basically,
he's looking for people who will sign up because he knows they're gullible.
Right.
And once he knows they're gullible, there's all kinds of things they can do. But really, all he was really saying is that the Canadian pension system has a portfolio of stocks and bonds around the world.
Sure.
And what he was saying is, if you've got money to invest, put it in stocks and that pay a dividend, and you'll be sort of duplicating, piggybacking on exactly what the Canadian says. It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's ridiculous that he would link the two together and act as if there is something good going on there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, we're here with Mr. Social Security himself, and we are going to answer your questions. All you've got to do is call in 410-922-6680, and he'll be more than happy to answer your question. And Jackson, are you really there?
I am, and I have a comment to make about what you were just talking about.
Really?
Yes, you're going to piggyback. Go ahead.
Well, there's a sliver of truth, and it's this. If you work in a foreign country and pay their Social Security tax, and you've also paid our FICA, you can have there are international agreements with certain countries where you can combine them.
That is true, and we understand that, but he was even saying, even if you never worked in Canada a day.
Or lived in Canada.
No.
You know, you're going to piggyback on it. And we would agree wholeheartedly. You should know those totalization clauses and all that kind of good stuff if you ever work overseas.
Sure.
It is complicated, and you can hurt yourself if you don't. So, Anita, can we go to that caller on line one? No? No.
No, not to that
All
caller.
All right, not that caller. 410-922-6680. If you want to call and ask a question about Social Security or a retirement Social Security question or a disability, you know, maybe you're planning to retire and you want to ask a question, Jack is here to answer your questions, 410-922-6680. if you want to call in and ask a question. And normally, Jack, we have to, you know, prompt people to call, and then as soon as we do, all of a sudden the lines start lighting up and we're just on rapid fire for the rest of the show. So right. Hopefully that's what we'll do. We're going to go to Rich in Dundalk first. Rich, how can we help you?
Hi. I'm just curious. My ex-wife got remarried. Did she get my Social Security?
No.
Well, the answer is yes, but no. But go ahead, Jack. Explain to
me. Here's what it is. If you were married for 10 years and then divorced, were you married for 10 years and then divorced?
24 years.
No, she can't.
And but she just got remarried, so I know it doesn't really mean anything.
Did she get remarried before she was 62 years of age?
Yes, she just got remarried.
Oh. Well, as if she gets divorced before she turns 62, she can claim against his Social Security for a spousal if she wants to, Jack. But
she has to have been married to him for 10 years. They only had a four-year marriage.
Oh,
he said
24.
Oh, well, excuse me. Yeah, okay. As long, but if she remarries, then she's only entitled under her current spouse, unless she remarried after the age of 62.
Or if she gets divorced before 62 and becomes single again before 62. Is that correct?
Yeah, she divorces the second guy, yeah.
Yeah.
She could go back home high.
But it doesn't affect you at all, Rich. It's really just something Social Security does for a divorced person, a divorced spouse. But it doesn't affect you at all if you get remarried, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't affect you at all.
And you won't even know it happened. Even if, say, let's pretend she was able to draw benefits because you worked and paid FICA. You won't even know she applied. They don't tell you.
Yeah.
What all right.
About me? Could I do?
Yes, you can claim against her too.
Sure. But you remarried too, right?
Yeah.
So you got to get divorced.
I'm not married.
Oh.
No. Oh. Okay. Well, then you definitely can.
How old are you now, Rich?
I'm 51.
51. So as long as you stay single before 62 years of age, is it 62 or 60, Jack?
62, 60 if it's death.
Oh, okay. So as long as you stay single before 62, Rich, you can claim against her.
Okay.
You can get married the day after you turn your 62nd birthday, right?
Right.
All right. Got to go. We got to go to traffic right now. We're going to be right back. Mr. Social Security himself.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're with Mr. Social Security himself, the rock star of Social Security advice. And we've got a few callers online. We still have a little more room for others, 410-922-6680. And if it's jammed up, you can also call 800-922-6680 if you want. And I'm going to Michael in Columbia. Michael, how can we help you? Michael, are you still there? Oh, I heard that sound. Jack, are you still there? Jack?
No.
I'm losing something. I can answer.
Jan?
Jan, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, what is that, Nanita? I don't know. Is Jack there? Jack, are you there?
I'm Jan.
Yeah, I know,
Jan. All right, Jan.
You gotta hold on.
Hang on a second, Jan.
Did we lose Jack? I'm going to put her on hold. I think you lost Jack. So you're going to have to dial back to him? All right. I'm going to go to Jan. Hey, Jan?
Yes, sir.
How can we help you? And we'll get Jack back also. But go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. I'm just trying to get some assurance I'm doing the right thing here. I'm 67. I plan on retiring when I'm 68, basically to get that extra 8% a year of Social Security. My wife is 15 years younger than me, and is my assumption correct that if and when I pass, that she would get 100% of my Social Security and the increased amount? She's 15 years younger than I am.
Yeah, she'll get your full survivor, but she has to wait until she hits her full retirement age to get your full. If she collects it sooner than then, she could get a reduction on and so, you know, that's why You know, she has to be careful about how she claims. Her full retirement age, what age is she?
53. She's 52. I'm 67.
Okay, so she's 52. She'd have to wait until she's 67 in order
even
to...
Even if I die?
Yeah, well, she can collect at 60, but if she collects at 60, she's going to get a reduction for the fact that she started to collect survivor's benefits before she hit her full retirement age. So she'd get your full benefit that you were collecting, but it would be discounted if she starts at 60 as opposed to if she waits until she's 67.
Wow.
And there's a lot of strategies she can use. Did she work herself?
Okay, so I have to live for another 15 years.
Did she work herself?
What's that?
Did she also have an income-producing job paying Social Security herself?
Well, she used to work, but, you know, when we had our children, she stopped working. So
okay.
She hasn't worked for 23 years now, so.
Okay. Well, you know, the issue is that she can collect at 60, but it would come with a good 35% reduction.
Yeah, I don't want that. I'm trying to make sure she gets a higher amount. So as long as she's 67, when she should be getting 100%.
Yeah, she would have. Yep, she would get it 100% if you wait until she's 67. All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to. You bringing Jack back with me? All right. Well, I'm going to the next caller. Can I go to the next caller? Yes. I guess that was a yes, sort of. Bob in Baltimore. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. How are you tonight?
Good. What's your question, sir?
Yeah, veterans. I heard that if you're applying for Social Security, you should let them know that you're a veteran, that it would increase the amount that you receive.
It definitely can, and they should ask you that question, but you should always be prepared to tell them nonetheless. Okay, so... But it does affect it because, you know, there is more money because of the way they collected Social Security when you're in the military. Jack, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, he's back. Oh, the wizard is back. Bob's asking about the fact that should he tell them he's in the military when he goes to apply, or was in the military when he goes to apply Social Security?
Yes, absolutely. They're in the early days when you were in the military, you didn't make a lot of money, and so therefore the FICA that was withheld was very, very small. Therefore, your benefit would have been very, very small. So they have a little boost for you. So, yeah, always tell them. But they usually ask.
All right, Bob?
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, man. Mm-hmm. Good question.
Yep. Well, modern day, guys, my computer went down, and my landline is through the computer.
1940. Huh. And,
yeah, Michael, go ahead and ask your question.
Yes, I was born in 1940. Right now, I'm 75 years old.
Okay, great.
Congratulations.
Good.
What's up?
I'm in a Social Security. I'm in a nursing home.
Okay.
And last year, I was getting my Social Security check on a monthly basis, and then last year it stopped.
Really? So, well, is
Why
there a
would
chance?
It, stop?
It could be that it's being paid to the nursing home.
You think?
Did you get a letter or anything from Social Security explaining any of that?
Well, yeah, normally, Jack, if he didn't have a lot of income or assets.
Yeah, I know that. The money would go to the nursing home, but they still are supposed to tell him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you get a notice of that, Michael?
No, I didn't.
Maybe one of your family members got it on your behalf.
I think he did.
Okay.
So I have a son. I suspect he was connected up with a crooked attorney.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Here's the bottom line, though. When you're in a nursing home, they will always take your Social Security check, you know, if you're not paying the tab or the bill yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
all right, Michael?
Before that, my sister stole all my assets.
My
house and and everything that was in my house over 50 years.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know, we're going to have to move on and see if we can answer some other people's questions.
Hang tough, buddy.
Karen in Columbia, how can we help you?
Yes, I'm planning on retiring next April at age 66, and I have been divorced for 20 years, but my ex-husband has been deceased for 19 years. And I was wondering if I can, when I apply next year, if I can use his Social Security.
Sure. here's what you want to do. You can go online. No, you can't go online because of his. You'll have to make an appointment. Go in the Social Security office and have him run the figures. See how much you'll get as a widow on his Social Security and how much you would get on your Social Security at 66 and also how much you would get on your Social Security at age 70. If the money you get as a widow at age 66 on his Social Security is good enough for you, wait till you're 70 to take yours if it's more. If it turns out that the widow benefit is more than yours, whatever it be, then take the widow benefit.
So did you hear that?
So I have to go into the Social Security office and have them run all the figures.
You're going to have to do that because you could go online and figure out your figures, but you can't go online and get his.
Right.
Jack, does she need to bring proof of anything regarding her husband?
They're going to ask for a marriage certificate, death certificate, divorce certificate. You need all your certificates.
So.
Yep, I have all those.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah, do it. Make an appointment now. Go in and get it all set up and decide what you want to do.
All right, Karen.
All right.
Good plan. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
All right, we're with Mr. Social Security himself, the rock star of Social Security advice, and if you would like to call in, I think you got your phones on right now, right, Jack?
I'm on a cell phone.
All right, that's okay. We're going to be taking a pause in a second or two, but if you want to call in, all the lines are empty. If you want to call in and ask a question about Social Security, now's the time to call in for when we get back from this pause. 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Any question on Social Security, disability, or supplemental security income, SSI, now's the time to call. And the lines are empty, 410-922-6680. Jack, hold on with us. We're going to go find out what's happening with traffic. We'll be right back. Money, riches, and wealth.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back, and Jack's with me, the rock star of Social Security Advice. Lines are lit up now. If you want to call in, there's a little trick, 800-922-6680. If you want to call in, the rest of the 410s are covered right now, but we're going to Jimmy on a cell. Jimmy, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Go ahead and ask.
So I just got a Social Security question. My wife is about a year or so younger than me, and I'm making about twice as much as she does. So I figure I'm going to get about twice as much as she does for my Social Security. Because of health issues, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it to 70, so I'm kind of curious as what my strategy would be.
Well, you can draw as early as 62, and you can wait till you're 70. When you going to stop working?
Pardon me?
When do you hope to stop working, retire?
In about 10 years.
How old are you?
I'm 57 right now.
So in about 10 years, what's your full retirement age, 67?
66 and a half, I think.
Okay. Well, 66 and a half is good. If you wanted to, how old is your wife? How many years younger?
She's about a year and a half younger than me.
Yeah, so her full retirement age is, what, 67, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so if you were both full retirement age, you could apply and then suspend your benefit, and she could get half of yours, and then both of you at age 70 could apply and get the delayed retirement credits, the larger check.
But that would be of no benefit to him if he doesn't.
Ms. Skipper, I said that's no benefit because she's younger.
No, because he said his life expectancy, he doesn't expect to be much more than 3 years after he retires. I don't know why, but that's what he said. So,
like I said, I just have some health issues. I don't know if I'll make it. That's all.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, I didn't hear the life expectancy part. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I would take the benefit as soon as you can.
Well, he can't if he continues to work. Taking it at 62 isn't going to help him any, is it?
Well, no. We already discussed that. We said when are you going to stop working. He said 66.
Yeah. So if he stops at 66, he should immediately start drawing.
Yep, absolutely.
And
in fact, January of the year you become 66, you can if you earn less than $41,880, you can start getting a check in January.
And then your wife should do exactly what Jack told the other lady. Who had a husband that had passed away years ago, she should go in and see which is your benefit and her benefit at 67. If your benefit on survivors is lower than what hers would be at 70, she'd collect survivors at 67, go back and claim her own at 70 if you had passed away. But we pray you don't, Jimmy. We pray you live a long time, my friend.
That's a long time away. Anything can happen. take the money and run. As soon as you turn 66, do it.
All right, Jimmy.
Well, all right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, good luck to you.
Peter in Queenstown, how can we help you?
Yeah, I had a question kind of along the lines of Karen's question. Got divorced 23 years ago. My ex-wife has never remarried. I've never remarried. And I'm not going to draw Social Security for about another 10, 12 years.
And you were married for more than 10 years to each other.
I think it's very close. You know?
Well, it's not very close. It's got to be exact, my friend.
Yeah, it's got to be, Chad. You got to check that out.
Yeah, I don't remember, but okay. So let's just hypothetically, if it was more than 10, can she draw on my Social Security in the event of my passing?
Yes.
Even if you don't apply, she can draw on your Social Security.
Okay.
Once she's 62.
Even if you don't pass.
But it has nothing to do with you or if you ever remarry or anything. It's just something Social Security does for divorced individuals.
Yeah, divorced spouses can apply under their ex-spouse's Social Security number when they turn 62, even if the ex has never applied.
Yep. So.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And you won't know that happened. Are you good friends with her?
Yeah, I told her she could do that. I don't know. I think she's still mad at me, but.
No. Tell her that she's more than welcome to apply. But they're going to also look at her Social Security and see which is more and all that.
And you can do the same. So there's all kinds of strategies there for you too, yeah. Peter. All right, yeah. I got to run. That's a good question.
Thanks for calling, Peter.
Steve in Pasadena, how can we help you? Steve? Yeah, we're leaving Steve, and we're going on to Tom. Whoa, Tom, we're not going to Tom. We're going over here to Charles in Baltimore. Charles.
Yes.
What's up?
I was wondering if you could tell me if this would affect my Social Security when I do retire, okay? I was pushed into a situation where I got let go from a job, okay? I'm a tractor trailer driver.
Okay.
And somehow I couldn't get my unemployment check to get me back to work. So I was already 62. So I went in and I applied and I got Social Security. All right. And I told them as soon as I get a job, I'm not collecting it anymore. So I did that. Okay. And I did get something, okay? I got like 2 months, and then I wound up getting a job here where I'm working now. And I was just wondering how would that affect me when I do want to retire. So I think
we got it. Go ahead,
Jack. Your Social Security check is reduced by 0.625% for every month you take a check under your full retirement age. So you took 2 months. So that's the reduction factor when you turn 66 or 67, whichever is yours.
So it's a very little, if that's
all
you got.
You hardly notice it.
All right, Charles?
Okay. I was wondering one other thing, too. Could I collect off of my ex-wife?
Were you married for more than 10 years?
I was married for,
okay.
I was married for about 12
years. Have you remarried?
No, I'm not remarried.
Yeah, if the benefit's higher, you can file under her.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Okay,
got to run.
Thank you.
Nick in Baltimore. Nick, how can we help you?
Okay, I got a question for Jack. I'm 66. I've been collecting my Social Security since February of this year. I'm still working. I plan to work into my 70s. Now, how do they refigure monthly benefit amount? Is there some type of paperwork that I have to file?
No, you don't have to do anything. They every August they do this computer run where they recompute everybody's I-35, and then they notify you in December of how much your increase will be.
Okay, so they do that on a yearly basis.
Yep.
And it's automatic.
I've had a couple done for me already.
It's automatic, Nick.
Fantastic.
You don't have,
well, thank you very much.
The only time you won't notice it now is if you're earning less than your I-35, but it doesn't sound like you are.
Right. All right. Good question. Mm-hmm. Hello. Somebody there?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask your question.
Yeah, my wife passed away at 57. And I was told at the time that when I turned 60, I'd be entitled to claim on her social security. She was,
Are you still working?
Yes, I am.
Are you going to continue to work?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Jack, answer the question.
It was all garbled. I didn't hear the question.
He said his wife passed away a few years ago, and he heard that when he turned 60, he can continue. He can collect Social Security survivor's benefits for her, but he's going to continue to work.
Yeah, well, if you're $15,720, you won't be able to collect benefits, at least not for the whole 12 months. How much do you make a year?
It's a six-figure number.
Oh.
So
well,
you can't.
No,
really...
you won't. No. No, the key word here is that 60, you're eligible. That doesn't mean you'll get the check. It just means you're eligible.
Now, when you turn your full retirement age at 66 and a half or so, you can collect, and what you'd want to do is collect spousal survivor benefits or survivor benefits for the 3 years, like Jack said earlier, and then switch to your Social Security at age 70. All right?
Okay.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. And I got to run to traffic. I'm going to be right back with Rich and Charles as soon as I'm finished here. And I can't get rid of Nick there on the phone lines. But we're going to traffic. Take it away.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We've got a few more callers to rip through. We're with Mr. Social Security himself, Jack Friels, the rock star of Social Security advice. We're going to Rich in Northeast Baltimore. Rich, how can we help you?
Good evening, Mr. Social Security. How are the Social Security benefits affected by Maryland, Pennsylvania, or Delaware as far as their teachers or state workers or common law marriages?
Well, let's break that down. First of all, Social Security is federal, so nationwide, so every state. The only time the state is involved is if the common law marriage, like Social Security will not recognize two people living together unless the state recognizes a common law marriage, and then Social Security will look at it as a marriage. Is that your question?
Relating to the common law, yes. Are Social Security benefits in those three states affected by the state rules for labor as far as teachers or state workers?
Yes. Say it again?
For the teachers or state workers within those states, are Social Security benefits affected by them?
Only if they did not pay FICA. Like, for example, there was a time teachers in Maryland didn't pay FICA, so there would be an offset. But now everybody pays FICA except Maryland State Police. I don't know about the other states, but if you have a job in another state and you do not pay FICA, then yes, the benefit can be affected.
Okay. All right, Rich.
Thanks, Mr. Social Security. Thank you.
Take care. Good question. Charles in Owings Mills, how can we help you?
Yes, good evening. Earlier in the program, you mentioned veterans benefit status. I'm right now I'm 68 years old, but because of the layoff, I took my Social Security at 62, and I don't believe anybody asked me about veteran status. I was in the Army back in the late 60s and sent over to Vietnam. And does the veteran status actually help you a little more every month?
Well, it's not the veteran status as much as which years you were in the military. Like the late 60s, it wouldn't matter. It'd be a slight bump. But yeah, I mean, when you applied, didn't they ask if you were ever in the military?
Excuse me?
They never asked if you were in the military when you applied?
I don't believe, that happened, that would have been like 6 years ago. So, I'll go back to my local office here and just make an appointment and see if that's on the record.
Yeah, but take your discharge papers with you.
Oh, yeah, have those.
Okay.
All right, Charles. See what happens. Take care. Good All question. Right. Gary in Baltimore, how can we help you?
Yes. Let's say I'm in a nursing home. Can they take my Social Security money to pay for all the expenses?
Is anybody paying for your nursing home with other monies?
No, I'm just making a
hypothetical.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack.
Yeah, if you're in a nursing home and you have to pay X amount of dollars a month, and you have that money and you write the check every month, that's great. But the minute you run out of money, then they're not going to throw you out on the street, but they will take your Social Security check.
They'll take your Social Security?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That'll be your payment.
That's if you're on Medicaid.
Yeah, SSI. You would be if you ran out of money.
Yeah, if you run out of money and you're on Medicaid, Medicaid would take your Social Security income to help pay for the nursing home if you run out of money completely.
They give you like 30, and I can't, don't quote me, but it's around $30 a month for spending money. They'll give you a stipend.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right, Gary?
All depends on how long you're in nursing home, I guess.
Well, it depends on if you run out of money. That's what we're trying to say, right?
Yeah, a lot of people go into a nursing home and they'll have enough money to pay.
Or they have long-term care insurance or something, and they're able to pay
like that. Yeah.
So you get to keep your Social Security. But if you run out, they'll take it so that they can help pay for the bill.
Oh, all right.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Well, good question. We don't have any callers online. We got about four minutes left. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask.
Let me say something to everybody out there. You have a lot of benefit questions, and go to www.socialsecurity.gov. Click on that website. You're going to really enjoy being there. And it's got a benefit planner on there where you can go in there and pretend that you earn X amount of dollars and put it in there and see how it affects your Social Security check.
Now, you should also tell them, Jack, to all sign up for my Social Security account or whatever it's called.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Sign up for that, too.
Right.
Yeah, Jack, they changed that around. They stopped sending statements out, then they started sending them out again. What's going on?
They changed that with that. You just automatically get your benefit statement in a couple months before your birthday every year. But to save money, they changed it. You can go online and click on benefit statement and get it. But they'll mail somebody their first benefit statement when they turn 25. That ship sailed. And then they'll mail you a benefit statement when you turn 60. If you want to see a benefit statement in between those ages, you have to go online and get one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jay. Jay, real quick, what can we do for you? Jay, real quick, what can we do for you?
If you collect Social Security at 62, and you're only allowed to make so much money a month, when you're 66, is that you still are only allowed to make so much money a month? Or
no, once you're 66, you can earn whatever you want.
Well, once you're your full retirement age, Jay, right?
And we're assuming you mean your full retirement age is 66.
Right. But your benefit won't change.
Nope. It'll be the same, whatever it was when you applied.
With the cost of living increases.
And, of course, if you kept working, then it might go up a little because you paid more FICA.
All right, Jay, I got to run.
Right, thanks.
Thank you. Joe, can we help you? How can we help you? Joe?
Yeah, I was just wondering, that windfall elimination provision, is there such thing as substantial earnings if you had other employment over the years?
Yes. You can go to www.socialsecurity.gov and it'll give you year by year what the substantive amount is.
Oh, okay. It'll give you year by year what you have to make or what the earnings were for each year?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, Joe?
Go to windfall.
Thank you. We're going to Stan, see if we can get his question answered. Stan, how can we help you?
Yes, my wife is on CSRS offset, a federal employee. She's looking to retire at the end of the year. She's 62, will be 63 in December. We have time to discuss a few questions. One of the questions I have is whether it will make much difference in her annuity, depending upon whether she would retire, say, October or December, January. And is there a benefit to holding off until she's older? So she'll be 60.
Did you hear that, Jack?
That's an individual decision. I mean, sometimes people say, I don't need the money. I'm going to wait till I'm 66. Other people, like we had a caller earlier, he didn't think he's going to be around long. He's going to take the money when he can. I can't tell you when to take it. But I can tell you to go online and let that planner and put the figures in and see the difference in the monthly benefit if you take it now or if you wait.
All right, Stan.
And the other question I have is, under CSRS offset, she I'm guessing she automatically will get her the same amount that she would have gotten under CSRS, only the Social Security amount would be paid out of Social Security once she reaches whatever the required age.
Drew, repeat that question.
I couldn't get it all.
Kept going in and out. Say it again.
We don't have time to say it again. Stan, you want to hold on?
CSRS. I was CSRS. And I also worked before I went to the government, and I worked after, and I'm working now. Social Security takes my high 35. I have the windfall elimination, and I get a monthly Social Security check. And all you federal employees, as long as you pay 40 credits, you'll get a Social Security check.
That's it, Jack. We're out of time, unfortunately. Stan, sorry about that we couldn't finish. Michael, if you want to hold on, we'll try to answer your question off the air. Otherwise, Jack, always a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, you too.
And I hope you're enjoying Delaware.
I had to get out of the pool to come in here and call.
You take care. And this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.